It's the WNKY South Central Kentucky Weather Weekly with WNKY TV meteorologists Cody Bailey and Christy Stewart.
Thank you, Kirk. It is that wonderful time of the week again. Time for WNKY Weather Weekly. This is episode number 63. And we are recording this on Wednesday, January 15th. So the information today will be valid from the 16th through next Thursday, the 23rd. I'm meteorologist Cody Bailey.
And I'm meteorologist Christy Stewart.
So here we are again. We are at the midway point of the first month of the new year, the new decade. So
yeah, it's already flying by, I feel like.
It is flying by. There were some things that I was looking at, I think bills were one thing, and I was like, I got time, and then I'm like, nope, it is mid-month.
Yeah.
Some of those bills are coming up.
Yes. See, I paid my first bills that were due, you know, at the beginning of the month, mm-hmm. and then I kind of pushed mine back too, and then I thought about it today. I looked in my book, and I was like, oh no, I haven't written down my other ones. I need to get on that. So, yeah, I still need to look at that. So when I go home today,
yes, so what are you doing?
I'll be looking at bills and paying some bills and probably moving some money around. And great times. Always a favorite time of the month.
the adult life, full swing now. But again, this is episode number 63. We're going to beat the two-minute mark like last week again and go ahead and throw out that email address. We've had a pretty exciting week to plug our information. We'll get to that in a minute. But once again, if you have any weather photos, first of all, because we did have some active weather that we'll also talk about here in a couple minutes, you can send any storm reports, weather photos, videos, or specifically for the podcast, your weather questions, because we will take those and we'll be very gracious with those.
And I need dog walker photos.
Yes.
I'm running low, so send those too.
Weather@WNKY.com. That's the email address. And again, that goes to the entire weather department, so we will all get our eyes on those. And if it's photos, we'll try and post those as soon as we can. If it's questions, we'll try to answer those as fast as we can. But to go along with that, we had just a real quick shout-out to the students at Warren Central High School, specifically the science class with Mr. Stephen Albert. That was kind of set up and orchestrated by you, but I was able to tag along, so it was a lot of fun. And
it was kind of
on the older end of the scale of us students.
Yeah.
Usually we get the little kiddos.
But I really enjoyed it because we could talk a little bit more in detail about what we normally do, and they understood it. You know, with third graders and stuff that we normally do, you kind of just cover things that would keep their attention, so
yeah.
like tornadoes and hurricanes, and you don't really go in depth. You kind of keep it more basic and show them
yeah.
a lot of cool pictures. But it was nice to go a little bit more in depth and talk about our models that we look at, and we showed them some models. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm glad that you were able to tag along. I know he sent me an email and he was like, hey, if you could be here all day, that would be great. And I was like, oh, well,
okay.
I'm working, so hopefully Cody can do some of those shifts. But yeah, it worked out pretty good. I think we covered probably about the same amount. I did a couple classes before you got there,
mm-hmm.
and then you did a couple while I was doing the noon show, and we overlapped for a couple of them as well.
Yeah.
So it worked out pretty nicely.
And it was kind of a mixed balance of some kids who had questions and others who were, you know, the quintessential high school students
yeah.
where they're taking the class, they were there, but they're just not really energetic, which I definitely remember those days, just trying to get through, especially the afternoon. I feel like, now he told us that some of the afternoon kids would be kind of buzzed up a little bit, ready to go home, excited. I feel like it was almost the opposite. I was always most tired at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I feel like they just want to go home now.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was still pretty fun, though.
I think you got a little bit more questions than I did, and
mm-hmm.
probably because you were in that midday period where they
yeah.
were, like, a little bit more awake and engaged. It was funny to see the first period, they were, like, dead zombies. They were so tired, didn't really, you know, they're, like, half there. And then second period, you could tell they were waking up a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and they were, like, almost completely there. And then by third period, yeah, it was like, all right, yeah.
The ebbs
so,
and flows.
Yeah, it was, also, I have to say, ninth grade has not really changed since when I was in ninth grade, so that's good to know, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not for the parents.
Right. Yeah, haven't changed too much, but it was still a lot of fun. They were a great group of kids. I actually was expecting to have, like, more of that typical high school where people would be, like, on their phones, or they would be kind of rude or ask you ridiculous questions or try to make fun of you or something. And they didn't do any of that. So that was good. I even had a small group that wanted to take a picture with me in his second period. So that was
nice.
I
didn't get any of those requests, though.
Yeah, it was funny. We had there were a lot of camera shy people, and then the girls that were in the photo that I took, they were on the dance team, so they were like, "Yeah, sure, let's go get on the news today." And then two guys randomly, like right before Mr. Albert took our picture, they were like, "Well, I guess we can get in this photo," and so they like wandered over.
Everybody
and,
else is doing it, I guess.
Yeah. So the photo, I do have to say, looks a little bit awkward, but that's just because, like, nobody was really prepared. And then we were, like, you know, high schoolers, they have to be cool and slowly get up there. And and then by the time they slowly got up there, Mr. Albert, like, took the picture right away, and we didn't even know half the time, like, what was going on. So anyways, but it was good. I'm glad I got a picture with some of them. I'm glad some of them were willing to take a picture because, you know, again, high school, that that period where you're like, I have to seem cool. And even Mr. Albert said that to us, too. He was like, you know, don't be surprised if they're, like, kind of seeming uninterested. But he's like, I know some of them were actually listening, but they had to seem cool. Like, they weren't really paying attention, so.
Like, I'm going to pretend like I'm falling asleep, but this is really, really cool.
Right.
But, yeah, a little different for us because I know just kind of in general, the requests that we get to speak to classes are usually that younger age.
Yeah.
The kind of first grade to fourth or fifth seems to be the norm. So it was kind of a little bit different preparation, too. Because like you said, we could talk to them on kind of a more, I don't want to say adult level, but
right. You
know, they can comprehend and understand what you're saying more. And they were also learning some. He said it was a general weather unit, but some of the papers he showed, I was like, well, this is kind of advanced.
I
like,
know, yeah. They were pretty advanced, I feel like, for some of the things. I'm glad that they actually had a weather unit. He said it's only like a half unit because it only covers like 3 weeks or something like that. So I guess it's not a full unit for them. But I was like, that's nice because I didn't have a weather unit in my science class in high school. I had a brief unit that was like maybe a week or 2 weeks long in seventh grade, and that was about it.
We did, it was my Earth Space class, so you're covering all kinds of science topics, but weather, kind of the same thing. It was a brief period. We did have kind of the, which I obviously liked because I was interested in weather, but it was a, we did like a mock news setup, so like, it was just straight out of the newspaper, so we didn't have to put anything together, but it was like, you know, someone take this article, you'll read that like you're the news anchor, and then someone choose to do weather. So I was like, I'll do weather, okay. So it was literally just the newspaper forecast that I was reading, like, tonight, partly cloudy, low 45. Like, just like you would hear on the radio or something, but it was like, that was as kind of the extent of my high school weather experience. But so yeah, I'm glad they're doing like a, I mean, to them it's a half unit, but for us it's kind of a full unit from
they
our
covered
example.
So many things. I was surprised that they had some station models on there, and they covered some of the basic stuff. Like, I would kind of figure, you know, looking at a relative humidity heat index chart and finding the relative humidity whatever on it, and things like that, you know, seeing how to use one of the charts that made sense. But yeah, I was surprised they had that. And then I didn't even mean to do this, but when I was pulling up the models, they had a touchscreen computer.
Oh, yeah.
And so I clicked on one of the models, and it pulled up one of the, what are they called? I'm blanking now. It's in the weather balloon.
Oh, the like the SKU-T diagrams.
Yeah, that's it. Anyways, he showed me, I don't know if he showed you the full extent of the packet, but afterwards, like right after you left, he pulled out the packet to look at it again to make sure, you know, see, oh, what did they cover? What do I need to go over more? And see if he had any questions for us to, you know, go over. And he was like, oh, look, that's even in here. So they even had a SKU-T diagram in there, which I was very surprised about.
And that's something that we didn't really cover that much even in my college class, which was surprising.
Right, right.
There's just so much to get to.
Yeah. That's true. We spent a little bit of time on it in college, and then we spent a good amount of time trying to do it by hand, which was kind of confusing and like kind of hard to do, finding the LCL and all this other stuff, and it was not my favorite.
I don't miss those.
Much easier when the weather balloon plots it for you,
yes.
And you just look and you're like, okay, yeah, so we could see severe weather happening here, or like you were mentioning, I didn't even think about it really, for winter weather, which it is a good tool for winter weather to see, you know, are we going to have sleet? Is it going to be freezing rain? And the differentiation between that. But yeah, so that was...
Yeah, they took it a lot more in depth than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I thought, like he said, you know, this is kind of a general weather unit. I was like, I don't know, seems a little more advanced than, than I would have expected for in general. So
exactly.
That was a lot of fun. That's cool. And I guess they are still in the process of learning, because he said, you know, pay attention. One of the groups that we had, he said, pay attention, because some of this stuff might be on your quiz coming up. So
yeah.
I guess they've got an exam maybe this week or next, so hopefully we did good so they could do good too.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks to Mr. Albert and Warren Central for having us that day too. And it's kind of that time of the year. I think the spring and then also the fall, we always get a couple requests to come speak. So 'tis the season for weather units, so.
And I think we did good. He told me that he thought I did good. And then when I came back after the noon show, before I walked up to you, he was talking to me and he was like, yeah, Cody, he's doing a really good job. He's saying, you know, pretty much the same things that you are. And I was like,
so we got graded pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Typical teacher, I guess. Yeah. You got to always grade somebody. but yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. He was giving me a progress report on you when I was gone. And I was like, I mean, you trust Cody knows what he's doing, but thanks.
Because one thing he told me was like, you can tell that you guys know, like, you're talking with your hands. He's like, it's like you're giving the presentation on air, but you're right in front of us. And
yeah.
I was like, well. After a while, you kind of get used to it.
It's kind of second nature when you get up in front of people to talk now at this point, I feel like.
But, yeah. But with that, we did have a lot to talk with them about, because we just it's always nice when you can give real-life examples to a presentation like that. I had one last winter, one of the elementary schools here in Bowling Green, that it was right before a wintry event. So I was able to kind of show basically what we walked through in a forecast, like, hey, this is what we're looking at. So it's always cool when you can connect those. But we were on the back end of one this time with this school visit, but we were able to talk a lot about, or at least a little bit, of the kind of what we look for with instances of severe weather. Like you mentioned the diagram there to show forecasting for that as well. But this most recent system that we dealt with was, as we thought, kind of a bumpy start to the weekend. Things did get kind of a little active, maybe a tad more than we were expecting, or at least a tad earlier than we were expecting.
Yeah.
So it was, I know both you and my weekends kind of got off to a pretty hectic start there Saturday.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting to be at the station at 8 in the morning on
a
Saturday.
I was not either, and I was really hoping this weekend I could sleep in and just relax at home, because it was already a long week, and then I was like, oh man, gotta come in and do this severe weather stuff. And you know, it was all right, it was fine. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because I know we both looked at it about the same time and texted each other like the same time, but when we both looked at it, there were tornado warnings that were just off to our west, and we were like, oh crap, we're gonna have to go in here, we're gonna have tornadoes, and we're gonna have this and that, like it's worse than we thought it was going to be. And then at least it did fall apart, I guess, a little bit as it got into our area. Still had severe thunderstorm warnings, but at least we didn't have a tornado warning pop up.
Yeah.
So that was good. But yeah, it was definitely a hectic start. And
talk about a wake-up call.
Yeah. And we broke some records with that system that moved past us.
And I think that's the more, you know, we had a few warnings issued, but I think area-wide, obviously the wind was already there anyway. But severe-wise, it was just a few warnings, but everyone was impacted by what you're referring to with the records. So.
Yeah, we started off very warm. did not feel like January.
Not at all.
Yeah, it feels like we are definitely, in some cases, probably the middle of spring even.
Yeah.
So we started off January 10th. We had a warm low. We set a new record of 59 degrees, which shattered the previous record of 52 degrees that was set back in 1975. Then on January 11th, we set a new record high of 72 degrees, which beat out that previous record, which wasn't set too long ago, back in 2013, at 70 degrees. And then also, with a lot of rain that we had, we set a new daily precipitation record of 1.77 inches of rain that did fall, that beat out the previous daily record of 1.4 inches, which was set back in 1922. And I guess this doesn't go with this system, but today we also broke another record.
It does go with the pattern, though.
Because, yes, it does go with the pattern.
We joked last week, but I showed for the first time the updated calendar for January for temperatures, and as you said last week, a lot of orange. In fact, all orange.
Yeah, I saw that you posted that, and I was like, oh, wow.
It is insane. And this has been the better part of a month now, pretty much. Kind of mid-December, right before Christmas, is when we started to get into these 50s, and of course we were in the 60s for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then just really haven't looked back since then, so it's been just kind of crazy. And I've been trying to find information on, I could find the top 10 snowiest, but I'm trying to find some information on the top 10 least snows.
Oh.
Because this is typically when our winter type of precipitation starts to pick up. We average our climate data, I think, shows our normal first inch plus event is in January, and obviously up to this point we've had nothing for snow, but all I can find is the driest in general, which factors in liquid precipitation. Obviously we're not going to be anywhere close to the driest because
of the rain.
We've had record rain, but
interesting.
I'm just interested if we end the month with no snow, if that would be the dry, like least, if we've ever had a January without snow, or at least a trace.
That's a good question. That would be very interesting to find out.
So I'll have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah. I'm sure that they would have that someplace. Maybe you'll have to send a DM to the National Weather Service.
A personal request to find that.
Yeah. I'm sure that they probably have it. Maybe it's just not posted as easily to find. But yeah, that would be quite interesting. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, normally January, February is when we see these winter events. And we kind of got an early start, as we saw it in November.
Yeah. And then just,
But yeah.
Far removed from that.
Definitely. It was very crazy to see temperatures in the 70s in January. That's like 30 degrees almost above average. And then starting off the day on January 10th.
What a head start.
Of like our normal overnight lows are 26 degrees. So we started off the day even well above our average high, which our average high is in the mid-40s.
Yeah.
So starting off already at like 59 degrees was crazy.
For the low temperature to be double digits above the normal high.
Exactly.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of like the averages that we say that a little bit doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're talking about a record, as you mentioned, shattered, because really anything over a couple degrees off of a record is...
Yeah.
Could be considered shattered, but we were 7 degrees above that previous record. That's just insane.
That is quite insane.
So,
It's also crazy to me that obviously this was a strong system that moved past us to give us this much rain and record temperatures, but then the cool off behind it wasn't even that much.
And like, that's what I was trying to get to point. Like, so this one that we're dealing with today, for example, is going to again cool us off. Pretty strong cold front, but we're still going to be basically right at normal or even above normal.
Yeah.
So that's, same thing with this most recent one. So we've had some pretty impressive cold fronts. We've just been that much above average where it doesn't really do anything to get us cold.
So I guess to go with what you're saying, if what should be happening in January, I guess if we had these strong systems moving through, then we probably would have seen snow with something like this. But because we got so warm ahead of it, it just dropped us back down to where we should be. And I'm still waiting for that really big cold front that knocks us down really cold, and it does look like it's coming.
Yeah, and of course we will, as always, get to that extended forecast at the end. But one of the points that we made on air on our 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock newscast yesterday was that while it looks like the cold is pretty much a safe bet, we are looking to kind of be in a dry pattern, at least to the onset of that cold.
Yeah.
Because the obvious question would be like, well, if it's going to be that cold, what about snow? And as of now, even with the temperatures in place now, it looks like we may not have the precipitation chances in place. So, just a crazy winter so far. And
it is. And it seems like it's still going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to say I am a fan of, like, if it's going to be cold, at least not have snow, because I just... Yeah. Don't like driving and traveling in it, and it's pretty to look at, but when it hinders the travel, then I'm not a fan. So if it stays off the road, then I'm okay with it. But I know a lot of people are probably wanting some snow, and it's still too early to tell if we'll have any or not for the rest of winter, but I would imagine at some point throughout the rest of this winter we'll probably have at least a little dusting again, I would imagine, at some point. But it doesn't look like it in the near future. But
so, just unreal up to this point.
And it's funny, I've been waiting, also really tracking that cool down, because my car battery, I could tell it was going bad.
Oh, yeah.
So our last cool down, it was hard for me to start the car, and I would have to like really crank it. And there was one point where like I tried to start the car and it didn't, and I was like, oh no, my battery's dead. And then I waited a second and then tried it again, and it actually started. And so I was like, all right, you know, that means I got a really weak battery. And then we got warm and my battery worked fine, because it obviously works a little bit better in warmer weather. And so I've been trying to like hold off, because, you know, batteries are not cheap now. So I've been trying to hold off as long as possible and try to build up a little bit of money to go towards it at least. And then I caved yesterday and got a new battery because I saw it coming in the near future, and I was like, yep, my car probably won't survive.
Yep, it was about this time last year when my car had some battery issues too, and the time before that. So I think the life is about 3 years or so typically. So it had been at least 3 years before, because I was in Indiana when I bought my last battery. And I chose not the cheapest, but one of the cheapest. And at the time, it was like, I think I got mine for like 89 something.
Okay.
And then when I did it last January, I was like, you know, they're giving me the brand names. And I'm like, whatever's the cheapest, because at that point, it had to be the cheapest.
Yeah.
And the cheapest then was like 112, 115. I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Like,
see, mine, I didn't go with the cheapest one because I wanted to go a little bit higher quality. Just so that way it'll last a little bit better in the cold and things like that. And, you know, now cars have so many electronics in them that a lot of them do require a little bit above that lower battery, which mine does. And so anyways, mine was like $140. And I was like, oh, man. Plus, you know, then they had to do the labor fee to install it and everything, which is like another $50. And I'm like,
do you want this warranty?
Yeah. And then I had to also get an oil change on top of that, because I've been kind of waiting on, you know, to do that at the same time, so I don't have to go back to the shop twice.
Yeah.
And so, man, it kind of hurt a little bit walking out of there. But it needed to be done.
Do
you need transportation.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because I was in that same boat, too, where mine was at the point where it was, every time it got cold, it was like, oh, I'm going to need to.
Yep.
Hope it starts today.
Yeah, you gotta keep the jumper cables there, and you're like.
So I've definitely been there before, but
yeah.
So good thing you did now, because as we mentioned, you might have needed those cables later this month. But we'll get to that forecast here in just a little bit.
I know, I keep teasing you with it. I keep mentioning it, but I won't tell you when.
But what a crazy round of weather, of course, the records, and then obviously we touched on the severe weather. We had a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings. I don't think anything crazy in terms of damage. There were some minor limbs. I know we had reports of limbs
some
down.
Trees down.
Quite a few power outages.
Yeah, I was
but I think
say.
That was more just the wind in general.
And see, I thought my power was actually going to go out with that first round that we had when we were in here, but actually that little quick sliver that moved through right as that front was passing through, that's the one that got me and knocked my power out for an hour. But we did have a number of power outages with that first wave, and then again that second wave. So again, high winds, that kind of happens with that sometimes.
Yeah.
The crews, I know, were out there working hard, probably when they didn't want to be either.
Yeah, Saturday is a lot of people's day off, and they don't want any interruptions.
Yes.
So, yeah, props to them as well. Thanks for what they do. And, again, the numbers were pretty high at one point Saturday morning, too. So, and the fact that it was still rainy and windy even after the storm. So they were doing all that in the middle of the heavy rain and the windy conditions, too. So. Not an ideal Saturday, but the records were broken, records were set. We're still breaking records as we speak with this system, and who knows what next week will hold either. But speaking of records, we also have another round of some recent data from Climate Central. We gave them some shout-outs at our school visit, too. We were able to use some of their products, but we went pretty in-depth last week, but there's a couple of new topics that were released because we have the final 2019 tallies. Of course, you know, with NOAA, they usually take a little bit after each month, after each season, things like that, just to kind of go back, I'm assuming, to confirm the temperatures to make sure they're right and accurate. But we have the full 2019 year that is out for global temperatures. So last week, we kind of went more in depth for the United States and the city of Bowling Green. This is from a global perspective, which we hit pretty hard on the school visit as well, that trying to make that point that we're talking about global temperatures rising. I think our big point was that, remember, most of the Earth, 70-75% of the Earth is water, and water takes a lot longer to heat and cool than surface, the land. So
yeah, and when we talk about increasing by, you know, a degree or something like that, it doesn't sound like a lot, but like you said, it takes a while for that water to warm up, and then when we're talking about this, we're talking about averages of averages, so
for the
it takes a lot.
Globe.
Yeah. So it takes a lot to increase these temperatures, and especially by this much.
Yeah, so we again, last week we were talking more about the, well, it was the end of a decade, so we talked a lot about the decades, too. But this is specifically 2019, which from Climate Central is showing as the second hottest year on record. And that's a key, too, on record.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say the hottest ever. Not ever, because we've only had records for so long, so we don't know what happened before record keeping. But 2019, with the hottest on record, and a trend that we've also seen too, a lot of those records have come within this past decade too. So 2019 second to only 2016, and then before that, it looks like virtually a tie. 2015 to 2017, and then 2018 back in fifth place. 2014, so you can see the trend there, basically.
So, yeah, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the past decade.
Wow.
Of those years were in the top 10 hottest years on record globally.
Just insane.
Oh, no, okay. Wait, did I miss 20? I think I missed 2013 in that
count.
Oh, okay,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So
eight of 10 years.
That's 10. Crazy. And then the only outlier there would be 2009 and 2005. They came in at the, well, I guess 10th and 9th hottest. So, yeah, that is crazy. And it's funny, I have to laugh for a second. We always kind of make fun of Climate Central a little bit because sometimes their graphs are not very clear to us. And this one I think is pretty clear because it's a bar graph, so you can see clearly the higher one would be the hotter one in first place. But they labeled it for us, and they said the last five equals the hottest five. So that's helpful. Thank you, Climate Central, for clarifying that for us. Yeah, so I think that's pretty funny. But also I see here that they did mention, I believe records were kept from 1881, if I'm reading that correctly. A little bit of adjustment from 1881 to 1910, it says. But records were still, it looks like, kept back then. So that's quite impressive that records go back that far and still eight of the top 10 have been the hottest on record. And then 2019 came in at the second hottest on record. And it doesn't look like it was too shy of 2016's. By a little bit, but
yeah,
not too much.
Not, yeah, it's hard to tell what that exact would be.
Yeah.
But I'd say probably a tenth of a degree, it looks like, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. The scale, for reference, I guess we should say, 2014 is about plus 1 degree Celsius, and then, which is like right in the middle, and then 2016, which is the hottest, goes up to 1.25 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why when we're looking at this, we're like, yeah.
It's a big space, but not a big jump in range.
Exactly.
So, but either way you look at it, yeah, very impressive. And I know we've talked about that for Bowling Green as well, that a lot of our warmest years on record for Bowling Green have also occurred this past decade. I don't think it's quite eight. I want to say we had maybe six or so.
I think, yeah, I think we had six.
In this decade, which is still impressive, but man, that's a...
And also, what I thought was impressive, they also gave us a map of the globe, and then they marked hot spots where they had record warmest and things like that.
Yeah.
And the only cool spot over land anyway was in the upper Midwest of the United States. Which
is kind of the same area as we talked about last week, too.
Yeah.
The upper Midwest, kind of near the Dakotas and near Minnesota, where it was kind of the outlier of the United States, but it's also kind of the outlier of the globe.
But I thought that was kind of interesting, too, because I would have expected some places across the rest of the globe to at least be a little bit cooler, but most places are showing red, and dark red anyway is record warmest, and there's actually good portions of the ocean that are much warmer and record warmest even.
So again, just a crazy trend, and we'll see what 2020 holds. Obviously it's off to a pretty much a record warm start. Yeah. So, we'll see how this year goes. Man.
One other thing that they put out, which we kind of already talked about this anyway in the other previous podcast, they also put out for the globe over the course of decades since they started keeping records back in 1880s, the anomalies that we've seen. And I mentioned this in our school talk too, is that, you know, of course, when we talk about climate, there's always that variation where it goes from a cooler period to a warmer period. But normally it looks more like a sine or cosine wave as we
go through graphs. Consistent.
And this in recent years have turned quite exponential of a graph. So I think that's kind of interesting to note. And of course, the 2010s were no exception. They soared past the 2000s even. So keep seeing that exponential trend, it looks like.
Yeah, and up until then, the warming trend looked to be fairly consistent decade to decade through about the 70s or 80s, and then basically 90s, 2000s, 2010s, it was big jumps every year.
Yeah.
So, again, another trend that we will be watching closely this decade, and based on the trend of the years as well, we'll see if 2020 joins the club of the top 10 again this year. At this rate, by 2021, we'll have the entire top 10 of this last 11 or 12 years. So,
yeah.
Very, very crazy, but
just very crazy. I guess also we kind of talked about it, but we didn't officially say anything on it. The temperature that I'm looking at right now is 71 degrees for Bowling Green for today, which again, we're recording this on Wednesday, January 15th. And the record high for today is 70 degrees that was set back in 1952. So we did officially break it. Now, whether we're going to be staying at 71 degrees or between hours may have seen 72 degrees, that's something that we'll have to wait and see what happens officially. So I'll have that update tomorrow morning at least.
Yeah.
But, and you'll have it later this evening as well. Actually, you'll have it before I will on your newscast. But just to goes with our record warmth trend is continuing.
And this is all in the month of January too. Yeah. So, just a crazy scene, crazy trend, but there are some changes that are coming our way. And, I don't know. You know, I've been talking the last couple weeks about how warm we've been and how I feel like it's a mixed bag of people. You know, there are those fans of winter who want the snow and the cold, but I feel like majority are kind of, but you know, it's kind of half and half.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I feel
then
like
people this week have been reacting with the angry emoji
really?
My post about, I don't want the warmth to go away. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Oh, okay, that's what you were going to say. Yeah. I thought you were going to say that they were mad that we've been so warm, but okay, because I was going to say, I've heard all around town, oh, I'm loving this warmth.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining at all.
They're mad that it's going away.
All right, so that's okay.
But it's kind of, you know, it's that, which I do enjoy the warmth too, but
yes.
I know that it's winter. I know it's going to get cold eventually. So that's why I was surprised that people are mad.
Right.
I could be, you know, sad. I could see the sad.
Okay.
But people are like, no, so don't do this.
I'm like, watch your emotions when you're reacting to Cody's Facebook post.
No. I mean, you know, do what you want. But it's just, it always sends that harsh tone. Like, man, are you really mad? Like,
right.
I don't want to make you mad, but I'm just the messenger. But, yeah, it's, I know there's a couple people who I always kind of joke with, too. Who are just kind of, I would say, borderline obsessed with winter. So they get very, they're the ones who are angry when it is warm. I don't know if they really are, but or if they're just that happy with winter weather. So there are at least a couple people that are going to be excited with the forecast. And I mentioned that too.
Yes.
That's what confused me, is because I mentioned in my post that if you're a fan of winter, you're going to love our forecast. If you're a fan of the warmth, you may want to bundle up.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of left it open, you know, for both sides. Here we go. And it was, no. I gave both sides an opportunity.
I don't want anything.
Oh, whatever. Mm.
I guess you got to keep it average to keep everybody happy.
I guess so. Yeah. Even though at this point, average is going to feel like a cool down or a big shock almost. But
it definitely will. So I've been saying, like, the last couple weeks, basically, I feel like winter just went on vacation. It just packed its bags, and it was like, spring, can you cover for me for a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Cool.
And now it's going to come back from vacation, and it looks like it will be here to stay for a little while.
Like it's got a lot of work that it missed.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
Gotta catch up.
We gotta get this going.
Yeah, exactly. So, quite a roller coaster, I guess you could say, over the near future here. Again, today we had that record-breaking warmth set a new record. As we're recording this on Wednesday, we had some rain showers. And then we do have a cold front that will be moving past us this evening, which by the time that you're listening to it, it will have already passed. And for your Thursday and Friday, it will be feeling much colder, but actually right where we should be for the middle of January with those high temperatures right about the mid-40s. Thursday will be a nice little dry break for us, and we'll be seeing some of those clouds clearing out. And then as we get into Friday, we'll be seeing clouds quickly increasing again. So enjoy that brief little peak of sunshine, I guess, on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, now it looks like the models are keeping us pretty dry throughout the daytime hours. Maybe as we get into Friday evening, starting to see a couple of showers. But really, it looks like that rain will be holding off until we get into Friday night and especially throughout the day on Saturday. More so Saturday morning and the first half of the afternoon. Then we'll have a cold front move past us, and then that's going to be drying us out and also cooling us down quite a bit. So Saturday, it actually looks like a quick-hitting system now. So it looks like that warm front will be moving over us as we get into Friday night. And that's what's really going to be kicking off that widespread rain. And then as we get into Saturday in the mid-late afternoon hours, then the cold front will be moving past us. So kind of quick in that sense. Mm-hmm. But temperatures will still be warming up into the upper 50s. And we'll be getting windy again, it looks like, on Saturday.
But then.
Yeah. Then,
like the dramatic part of a movie.
And then that cold front wipes spring out of here.
Yeah.
It kicks spring to the curb. It's like, hey, it's not your season. Winter's back. And winter is getting straight to work. We are going to be seeing those temperatures dropping down into, I'm not going to freak you out too much, into the mid-20s for Saturday night. And then... Then it gets brutal for Sunday and the beginning of next week. We're talking high temperatures in the low to mid-30s. Yes. I have to say the silver lining will have a lot of sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
If that helps at all.
I don't know. What's happening is we're having a Canadian high-pressure system that wants to leave Canada and come into the Ohio Valley. And so that's what's going to be making us really cold as we head throughout the first half of next week. And again, temperatures in those low to mid-30s for highs, overnight lows dropping down into the upper teens.
So just about, which I mentioned yesterday on the our broadcast, basically as polar opposite as you can get,
yes.
Pretty much. We've been double digits above normal, and now we're going to be at least a day or two double digits below normal for these highs. So.
And again, speaking of those normals, our normal max high temperature is 45 degrees, and our normal overnight lows are 26 degrees.
Mm.
So mid-20s, mid-40s is where we should be, and yeah, that's going to be well below average.
It's not
going to
happen.
As we get into, we're going from well above average to well below average. And I'm not too excited for it. But I do have some sort of good news. It looks like on Wednesday anyway, the temperatures will be moderating a little bit more going into those low to maybe mid-40s.
Okay.
So that's good news.
That's okay.
In the longer range, it does look like winter weather is here to stay for a little while, but maybe staying seasonable after we get towards the first half of next week. So maybe the second half of next week and then a little bit further into the week after that, then maybe we'll be seeing more mild temperatures. But I think it's going to be still feeling quite cold to us since we've been spoiled, I guess you could say, with the 60s
pretty
and
spoiled.
70s. And
records galore.
Yeah, so break out all of that heavy winter gear again. I think I put away my heavy jacket that I have. Because I washed it, and then I was like, oh, probably won't need this for a while, so I think I hung it back up. So I'm going to have to break that out again and break out the furry boots.
That is, again, not, well, I mean, that far below normal is out of the range of normal, like we said, but we're used to the cold in January, not necessarily the, I mean, you could borderline say heat with records in the 70s, for what we should be, but yeah, what a big swing from, obviously this will shift over with my evening 7-day forecast, but just going from left to right on your 7-day, about almost a 40 degree drop from the highs.
Ooh.
With that record high around 70 today as we're recording, down to the low 30s for early next week. So,
man, I didn't even think about that, but that hurts even more.
I know. We talked about a roller coaster pattern. It's almost like I'm envisioning as a kid when I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon. We'd build half of the roller coaster and the train just jumps off the track. That's what it feels like. Not just an up and down. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, man, oh, man. Yeah, I'm hoping that trend continues because the models have, you know, it's been good that they picked up on the sign, but they've been kind of a day pushing back each day until we've gotten to this point. So
that is true.
I'm hoping that's not the case with that rebound with the temperatures next week. I hope it's not where the cold just lingers a little bit longer than what they're showing. But so we've seen these signs in the forecast, but it's been taking a few days to get a better handle on exactly when, what day, and how cold exactly.
Yeah, so. I know I was saying that on Monday. I came in on Monday, and models were all over the place. And I was like, well, you see this now, but you're going to want to stay tuned this week because things are definitely going to be changing, and they have. I know every day we've kind of had a couple days where we've really shifted those temperatures around.
Yeah.
But I think now, like you said, the models, it looks like they've gotten a better handle on it. The only thing is, pushing back maybe that cold a little bit longer. We'll have to wait and see on that. Hopefully not. But, we'll see.
That's what's heading your way over the next week or so. So we'll get, I guess, an update by next week's episode. By next Wednesday, Thursday, we'll start to evaluate the pattern that we're in at that point. I don't think we're looking at as sharp of a cool down for the end of the month, but it does look like the pattern definitely shifting to favor, maybe not dominated by below normal temperatures, but at least the likelihood favors cooler than warmer temperatures for the pretty much the rest of January. So how cold again, especially later this month, kind of up in the air. You don't really know for sure. Hopefully no record colds if we're going to be just completely flipping.
Yeah, I hope not. I checked it out too, and it doesn't see, at least for this little cold period, we will not be coming close to those records, which is good.
That is good.
But yeah, because I know, I think, like, I guess I could pull it up.
Because there have been some pretty extreme cold winters.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think on one of these, it was like a -7 for the low, and that was crazy. Let's see. So we're talking Sunday. That is going to be, I'm going to pull up my handy calendar here, the 19th. All right. So yeah, their record low is like -11, -14, -12. Which is kind of funny because it seems like this was a really cold period in the month, like as far as records is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going into another really cold period. Not quite that cold, but it does look like we are going to be getting decently cold. And then as far as those cold maximum temperatures, those are in the single digits.
Yeah,
so,
which, man, those would have been unbearable.
Yes.
Looks like the same days, though. That one for 19th is 94. So we had a high of 7 and a low of -11.
As the air temperature?
Yeah.
Not pleasant.
Couldn't imagine what the feels like. Man.
The all-time, it says a -26 for the low back in 1886. Now that I could not imagine. No. I don't think I've ever been in anything that cold.
No fun.
And for that to reach Kentucky, too, is crazy to me.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, too. You know, we had some... when I was at school in Ball State, there was one winter, I think it was the winter of 2014, that was a pretty severe winter for most of the Midwest. We had, which I actually just saw, I was looking through some older stuff from school and had some stats from that cool down as well. I don't remember the coldest. I know at one point our actual temperatures were in the teens below zero. Wind chills were like 30, 35 below zero.
Yeah.
But there was one day, I remember I screenshotted the National Weather Service forecast where they're going day by day in the text, and it had one day we were just well below zero for the actual temperature, and it said, it was going through the forecast, and it said just how cold we were. The text was, tomorrow, not as cold, highs around -2. I was like, wow, not as cold, 2 below zero.
Sounds like we're in Canada then.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, break out the shorts, 2 below zero. So that was just, after that winter, I was like, just kind of changed my mindset. You know, like, snow's okay, but I'm okay with a warm winter. So
yeah.
It just changed me.
Yeah, that's very cold.
So that's good. No records expected
yes.
over the next
week. We're going to be getting quite cold, but not nearly that cold at least.
Fine with me. Yes. And again, as we talked about earlier, no real threat of not just snow or wintry weather. Really no precipitation chances for the beginning of next week at all. So, again, if you're a fan of the winter and you like the snow, we're finally cold enough, but now it looks like the pattern just doesn't favor that precipitation-wise. Yeah. So, again, we'll keep an eye on those trends too, but I don't see anything over the next week at least. So, after we dry out after the weekend and cool down, we'll be just kind of wait-and-see mode on those temperatures and the any precipitation chances beyond that. But, man, what a swing headed our way over the next few days.
Yes. So, I guess something for you to look forward to or dread. I don't know.
Yeah,
pick your poison.
I try to leave it open like I did the other day on my post, so feel free to just vent all you want, either side, snow or warm.
Send Cody an angry react.
Yeah. Just get me all anxious and my stress level up. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah. I think it's funny that you always get those crazy reactions, and I don't. I just get the random, you know, the normal like. That's all I get on my posts.
And I'm going to have to find that guy, too, on the Twitter side of things, who I think it was last week, the week before, when I mentioned that he said, well, this winter's a lost cause. Now, well, what did I say? Wait until the end of January.
Yeah.
Here we are. So, again, all hope is not lost if you're a fan of winter. Winter's coming back, so.
Yes.
Just hang in there. I was really looking forward to getting a whole bunch of questions from the school visit as well.
Yeah.
We got a couple that were good. There were some. I know the one student was really into when we showed the behind the scenes of the studio of, you know, he was just kind of almost mind blown. It seemed that he's like, there's nothing behind you, because we had the picture of our camera in the green screen.
Yeah.
And he's like, so you're saying when you point to the stuff on TV, there's nothing behind you. And we like explained a couple of times, and I laughed because his reaction was just like, you could see like in his eyes, like, whoa.
Right.
So that was kind of cool to see. But I think my favorite question of the day was not even weather related. Uh-huh. It was the social media
that
side.
That was mine too.
Where someone said that they just followed me, and he followed that up with, why is Christy verified on Twitter, but you're not? I was like, ouch.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. And I wasn't even there. That happened like after I had to leave. But you texted me about it, and I was like, oh,
that's
fantastic.
He did give me the courtesy of at least following me. So I guess that a pity follow, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, because I don't think he followed me. So,
Yeah, just enough to see that you're verified. See, he felt sorry. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, it's probably a pity.
Trying to boost my numbers. Yeah. But, not going to happen. But, yeah, there's some interesting ones about it's always fun to explain to people because I think, you know, everybody kind of has their own interpretation or thoughts about what we do. You know, I know there's some people who work here, actually, who when they found out that we don't have a script or that we make up everything on the fly because we're talking about what we see, that, for some people, is the most surprising part. The kids usually are the ones who are like, it's green, like there's nothing
right.
behind. So that's fun, too. So it's always fun to kind of take the behind-the-scenes look and explain to people what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
I also liked, there was one guy who... So one of the questions in our presentation was, what do you think it means when we say there's a 30% chance of rain? And my favorite response to that question was this one guy, he said... Well, that means that it's going to rain for 30% of the day.
Yeah.
Which I had not heard that one before.
Me either. It may, his logic was there.
It's not a bad guess.
It was
airtight. I mean, honestly, yeah. Not a bad guess at all. But yeah, I had never heard that one before.
No.
So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, you never know what you're going to get out of these school talks.
Yeah.
And so they're
especially
always
especially the younger ones. The younger ones, you get the crazy questions. But these are more not as much in the way of volume, but there were more, I guess, direct related questions.
Yeah.
As opposed to kids who just kind of, you know, all over the place. Seems like I always get at least one who kind of goes on the story in the class, too. The teacher has to stop them. Like, I had one class where that was the rule, where they no stories, just questions.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's saying, well, this one time my dad was outside when a storm was going through, and the teacher cuts him off, and he's... Is this a story or is this a question? And he just like got real sad. Story. So it's always fun to, man, yeah. Unpredictable for the younger kids.
Yeah.
But no official podcast question, I guess. We did direct them to the podcast, though.
We did.
So hopefully maybe we got some new listeners this week from Warren Central High School.
I don't
Go
know. Yeah. Hopefully we did, but I have to say, if I was in high school yet, I probably would not listen to the podcast. Yeah. That just wasn't my thing back then.
Yeah, it's hard to gauge now because podcasts are popular.
That is true.
But who are they popular with? That's the question.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy them, but does that mean that the high school students don't? Like, yeah. I don't know what's cool anymore.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
Because the kids you took a picture with, I think, mentioned something about TikTok, where I'm at least aware of what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, one of them asked me to, like, participate in the TikTok thing, and I was like, no, that's okay. I was on a dance team. I was on a dance team, but no, I wasn't going to.
But all that said, again, if you have weather questions, feel free to shoot those our way. By emailing us at weather@wnky.com. You can also find myself and Christy Stewart on social media. We are both on Facebook, on Twitter. You can also find our weather account on Twitter and send those weather questions or photos to that as well. That is on Twitter at WNKYWX. And again, you can email us weather@wnky.com.
Yeah, and maybe give Cody a pity follow on Twitter I know I'm verified, and I'm pretty sure WNKY Weather is as well.
And the main station.
So
page.
It's just Cody that's not.
It is.
But I'll take the followers, too, because I don't have that big of a following yet. So
it's a grassroots effort. I'm trying to do it my own way. Not working out, though.
I guess Twitter just doesn't believe that you're the real Cody Bailey.
Not, Too many imposters out there, you know? if you have any, everything, storm reports, storm photos, and severe weather events, in our case, weather questions for the podcast, for Christy, those dog walkers photos for the dog walkers forecast in the morning, too, so, again, your one-stop shop for everything weather-related, so.
Yep.
There you go. But I think that's going to do it for episode number 63. Once again, we want to thank our friends with Forever Communications, so Woohoo 107, Beaver FM, and Willie Country for always posting our podcasts week in and week out. Again, this has been episode 63. We will come back next Thursday with episode number 64. So again, get those questions in over the next week, and we might just answer those weather questions next week on our episode. But in the meantime, we are going to wrap up episode 63. Keep on sharing, keep listening, and spread the word about WKY Weather Weekly. But until next week, I've been meteorologist Cody Bailey.
And I've been meteorologist Christy Stewart.
Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon.